14 minutes now before 5 o'clock. We're in conversation next with the Quad Power Association of South Africa's Dean Shand. So the Quad Power Association of South Africa is appealing to the government and Eskom to rethink their approach to load shedding. The NPO, which advocates for the rights of quadriplegics and paraplegics in the country, says that the electricity is needed for a range of assistive devices that are essential to people with disabilities, from charging a power wheelchair to running a pressure care mattress to ventilators as well. Dean, good afternoon, and thank you so much for making time for us.
Yeah, good afternoon.
You know, when we listen and we speak about the impact of the impact of load shedding, and a lot of the times the focus tends to be on the economic impact of it, and sometimes also the inconvenience that comes with it. But for other people, it's also a death sentence.
Absolutely, especially for paras and quadriplegics. Like you said just now, you know, we need power to power our chairs. You know, how are you going to go to work the next day if you can't power up your chair? You know, you can't get out of bed if you haven't got an assistive device. If you've got an assistive device that gets you out of bed, yes, it does. It impacts us. It impacts them in a big way. You know.
There's also this devastating story, though, of is it Willie, who was on a ventilator, which went off after the load shedding in his area.
I'm actually, to be honest with you, I'm not too sure. I haven't heard about that story, but you know, there's people. There's a lady here where I am. You know, she's on a ventilator. And it's very costly, you know, because now your power goes off. She needs a ventilator. So now you've got to go out and buy an extra device, a generator or something to power up, you know, so that she can breathe. You know, I think it's very wrong with this power, this load shedding thing is, you know, they need to look at something like bringing ships in that are supposed to be bringing us power, you know, so that there's a continuous feed of power. It's shocking. It's terrible.
Yeah. In the absence of that reliable energy baseload, which we don't have currently, what's your suggestion? What can happen in the meantime up until we fix the problem and the crisis that we're facing currently?
Well, sheesh. You know, Eskom needs to, sharpen their pencils or whatever and... You know, and fix what they're supposed to be fixing. It's no good shutting, you know, switching the power off and still nothing gets done. You know, my view is Eskom needs to catch a shine.
Is there anything else that could be done to assist people, especially those with the assistive devices that does need electricity power?
Yeah, but you got to understand, a lot of disabled people, paraplegics, quadriplegics, whatever disability they have, you know, they're not earning, their salaries aren't, you know, like up top here, where you can just walk into a store and go and buy batteries and something to power up the batteries, like converters and stuff. You know, they make it, it's very expensive, you know, for the disabled people, you know. Well, that would be my opinion is, you know, that's the only other way you're going to get power is through a battery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if, for instance, let's say solar panels were to be made available to people who do need that electricity power and who have these assistive devices that need electricity power, do you think that will assist?
Yes, for sure. You know, absolutely. You know, the solar power has been around for a long time and it works, you know. So if they could get it at a reasonable price and stuff like that, you know, and it's affordable for all disabled people, by all means.
Yeah. Dean, thank you so much for your time. That's Dean Shand, who is who is from the Quad Power Association of South Africa, and the independent papers reporting that Willie Martins, I think it is, his ventilator went off after load shedding in his area. While his family tried to put him on oxygen, he went into a coma. He was declared brain dead shortly after, and describing it as a devastating death.